Before we start, there's a fast day, the first of the 3 weeks. First day of the 3 weeks. And we're mourning the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. So it's very important when mourning the loss of the Beis Hamikdash to know what we lost. So now the amazing nisim that there were there, which don't have any, and the nisim transcended both the Gashmis and the Ruchnis. Whereas this Ruchni, obviously with the technical bonus and all the kapara that we have, but besides the continuous Nisim Ruchnim and Gashmis that happened, the mission obviously we know brings 10 of them, but the Gemara Yoma brings a few more. And let's maybe read through some of them so that we should have a little bit of a feeling about what we are now mourning for. If you don't know what you're mourning, then there's very little chance to be repaying an Indian on the mourning property. Some don't know what he lost back in the morning. So the Gemara then in Yomar the Chaf Aleph or with Aleph talks about with extra detail. Let's start with Mishnah Avos. Mishnah Avos brings down 10 nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Asar nisim asa Beis Hamikdash. The Pila Isha Mereach Basa Egdash. I mean, a very strong barbecue smell. It's all roasted. It's like the strongest of the smell. That's why the Korban Pesach was roasted in the drying. The smell should go out and all the steam should go to sugar. But it's the strongest smell, which normally would affect the woman. A pregnant woman would make her, I guess, the cravings or whatever it was would make a miscarriage. But never once happened in the Beis Hamikdash. That maybe is an es gashmi. That's actually happened. Although Pitema, a person's goof should react in a certain way, it didn't. Another Nes Tema, the Shriya Boss Hengish Loilam. There was never ever a meat that went bad. We spoke about people in my building, their meat went bad, if you remember. That never happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Never ever happened, and there's never bad smell. They knew his wood would be smith for chayim. There was never a fly there. There's also in this Gashmi, but it's connected to Ruchnis. Flies never came to this Mitrachai.
Is it seen or never was?
It says, yeah, but it means it never was. I know you've heard a different one. It means there wasn't a little bit of Mitrachai. They say about Eli Lopin. They used to be in the Shiva, where there was always flies. Mosquitoes, and he was never affected. Never came to him. Why? Because let me say it's a gastro thing, it's also obviously getting into Ruchnius that the fly has come to a place which is lack of Kedusha over here. On a Kodesh, the flies have come to. So, too, if you have a mocking Kodesh, the flies have come to. Now, moving on to Ruchnius, bigger things. On Kohen Gadol would have to do his Avodah Yom Kippur. He shouldn't have had, if he was Tommy, he wouldn't have been able to bring him to do the Avodah. And he was never once a Keri, never saw a Keri in the on Yom Kippur, even though he tell me, he told you to be trying to get him out of the apostle. Never happened. That's considered the Ness. You look through Yuma, you do a tremendous amount of effort to keep, make sure that you won't see Keri. He doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep. He's out the whole night beforehand. Everything will eat certain foods. So do a bunch of things to make sure that he's tired. And it's considered the nest that he never saw tomorrow. I mean, I'll be definitely tired to be working extra hard to make him tired, and it never happened. It's another nest that we were able to have between the time of the Mishnah. There's never still in the English, they left him, left him upon him. And here's one that I wanted to elaborate a little bit more because of more than I'm just saying there was some missing that happened in this video. You would have had nothing to do with what we got it, besides for. So I did some fulfilling when we started with Rebochim. In the Beis Hamikdash, from the time of the Eder Egel, there would be only its fulfilling, they would be squashed together. And when they would say, Mishtachim, when they would say, Vidu was finished in Rashi, then they would be Rebochim. So how soft were they, and where was the rabbi? So the Gemara here in Yom elaborates, Mishnah Elvis doesn't. But they would be so many Jews in the Beis Mikdash that they would fill up in front of the Heichal, and the Heichal had the back area as well, 11 amos behind the Heichal. So they would fill up going from the sides of the Beis Mikdash, going to be in there as a stone, so there'd be some rooms inside, squash themselves up all the way around, the Beis Mikdash, that's where they would be, squashed together, only to fulfill. And then when they had to be stuck there in front of them, his back, so they had to all come out, all that area to come out and stand in front of his back in order to say vidui. Then when they would be stuck there, Rashi said there, there would be 4 hours between each one, so no one should hear each other's vidui. After they count that this was a supernatural, supernatural nest, that this would see year in, year out. It doesn't make any sense. How could it be? That they were squashed together, and all of a sudden, it's on the area expands. That's one of the nisim that they saw every year. And the idea of the nisim was obviously to be able to see the Girish Shekhinah, connect to the Girish Shekhinah, something which we've lost. We've lost this ability to connect to the Girish Shekhinah. And there's a few other nisim connected to the same idea. The idea is space is irrelevant. That's the idea of space is relevant. Hashem is from Yofi, you can fit in. When we think you can only fit a certain amount to land, Hashem can fit in much more and make much more space as well. And since the Beis Hamikdash didn't do that, our churches didn't take up any space, the Kruvim didn't take up any space, none of these things make any sense. But it's all nisim gluim that they were able to see. It's meant that our churches weren't able to see. There was
constants that are relevant.
Right. So those lists they couldn't see. I should be some of these they were able to see. And this yes, but only in the software, which started the revolving, is an S that was able to see every year, every object. But really every year, we're able to see that. And that's something which unfortunately will happen. And so very interesting notion. Morris says new also, the most is why was that open basically does. Tomorrow said three tables of it, it's in the tradition. Three tables of it, very good. Two of Zorin, and with the Zorin, three tables of it. And between the chain, you see the skin up. And every single skin up is as bad as three tables of it. And another one is the Gwani Dorin that says that they didn't know why was the Chulman happening. It's in the tradition. They asked them to be in the big. Until Hashem was in the galaxy, there was also curiosity because you want to understand the Torah. So it's very weird. They're doing three terabytes of three cardinal sins, and that in the BM didn't know why there was a book missing. We know others were book missing, if even the animals get out of it, it's shape of dominant. I've been dissolved. It shouldn't be a book missing, but it doesn't deserve to be a missing anymore. So the Rebbeim didn't know about it. And after the guys, they needed the Gilu from Hashem, the one who had to tell you the Shmah. That's so very nice. The Moshe, so the person, two people that sinned against the king. And the terrible, terrible thing they did, and the king said, Achai, and he said. But one of them was a good, very good musician, used to play violin very well. So the king said, I want you to stay. I'm keeping you alive. That one gets killed. You stand there and you play for me. Over time, his fingers broke, and he wasn't able to play the violin anymore. And the king said, okay, off with your head. So he said, that's when my fingers break, off with my head. So he said, no, you fool. You should have been killed years ago. That very true. You should have been killed years ago, like your other guy got killed. I kept you alive, and also you should be able to play. If you can't play, so then you're back to your punishment that you had from beforehand. To get killed. So, I'm about to call you, so we're doing these three terrible events. But called them on the running Torah is making. Torah is the protection. So it's truly the events. There were even that did terrible events, but there were also even that learned Torah, and there should have been this protection. That's what Kali Saw didn't understand. Why is the protection of Torah not protecting them? And they didn't know that either until they found out the Shem of Megala that they weren't learning Torah. Learning Torah, but it's a good subject to learn, but not the Shema. Torah, the Shema protects. Torah, not the Shema, doesn't protect. So, our way to do the next 3 weeks is twofold. Number one is to tune in on what we lost and try and understand what we lost and read up Svarim about what else. There's lots of books about what there was at the time of the Midrash in Hebrew and in English, and try and tune in to what it was, tune in what we lost, and that way you can mourn it. Reading Holocaust books is a good idea. It's obviously some connection with the Korban, but it's not the Korban. It's a tzar, could be from the Korban. But try and read what we can about the actual Beit HaMikdash, what there was. And such shame is to be chazak ourselves with Torah learning, because had we had the Torah learning in its proper way, we would never have had the Korban in the first place. So, Amina. That's what we're going to do now. That's moving on to our Torah learning. Otherwise, we'd be the Shema. So, where are we holding? That's not enough of the days for the time. We're not going to read in our Bible. Maybe said something big things a bit of 9, and something else makes it into 10. Pit. Where are we all going to start? Lachit Shura. One person thinks a bit of 9 in his friend, but makes it, transforms it into a bit of 10.
In the first one, there's about 2 and 7 is 5.
That's the Rabbah. I'm not sure if you're old.
Same. It depends, though. If it's if the person is killed, then you hold that the first one would be up to 2 and 7 would be 5. If the person is damaged, then you hold both of that.
Very good. I mean, the place is very important regarding damage, regarding it's not here. According to Rebbe, the first guy is off the hook, because the Rebbe, and because the second guy is now the father, and according to Rebbe, they're still both kind. Right? Then we ask a question from 10, 20, 30, and we find that the 10, 20, 30 are all 5. On the other hand, we find from 10 to...
And then we add the sleep.
Yeah, 10, and you maybe add a little of... plaster, only the second one's fine. So how will we resolve this here? The Gemara says both the end of the bomb. How that both the end of the bomb?
That it was 10 deep, but it wasn't so wide.
10 to end,
it was wider.
Let's do 10 to end, but 10, 20, 30. I normally say only the second guy is fine. Why are they all tied? Rashi says drawing some type of illustration on the plaster.
Why is that even?
What is that too? I mean, it's just.
Yeah, it says what they used to do. Yeah. The idea was the plaster, right? You know.
So that others
not all the time. It's not the plaster always do some illustrations. The plaster and the illustrations.
Illustrations could actually add that oil paint would make it even less coarse and different line.
The child was engraved.
So it's not war, it's and.
Yeah.
So as animals falling down, it has a nice view.
Maybe I'm right, but they made these pictures with this plaster, and therefore made it that much narrower. But we've planned that idea of the plaster. So one guy with a bit.
So they thought it was not too much wider than it was deep.
Right.
And therefore there would be no
narrower.
And after the class, it was deeper than it was wide, and therefore was
that bit like rubbish. Well,
it could burst. What's
rubbish? Rubbish is like heaven. Rubbish is like heaven. Come on, it's about a pit that's wider than deep. Can it kill?
Yeah.
So it's basically on a rab. And actually, say they were talking about you filled up with some type of cushions which stopped the person. Okay. Well, that was the Ahmed Aleph So what we got? So I'm holding. First word in the line is Ikke the Omri. It's about 10 lines down. Maybe not. You have it? If anyone doesn't, they should say.
Well, which page are we on?
Nun Aleph on the base.
Nun base.
Nun Aleph on the base. 51B.
So, yeah. So,
line 9. Ikke the Omri. Omri is this. Although, you know what? These two braces, one time we get 10 20, that's the old time. And one time we see it with Kaiv, you are early after this Kaiv, they're all gonna rebbe. Could you have on early after this Kaiv? It doesn't know what this small that we're saying about that since the first one made the Shemisa, the first guy is Kaiv. No, the guy that did the last thing, he's the one that's Kaiv. Could you have on always early after this Kaiv? These two braces playing with Rebbe. Taktik Tony Kulom Chayomi. The one that says the whole time, Shafi, and she said, very well, Rebbe holds. One guy did something, the same guy continues doing the same thing. They're all Chayim. Right? It's Rebbe. One guy digs 9, and the other guy made 8 to 10. Come to Rebbe, they're both Chayim for his office. So it says one guy did 10, another guy made 1/10. The best guy for me,
or even one.
Right. All the Tony Abrin times, so what's the case for the one that only the last guy is five? You're going, Shaloy Hamaboy Heba, Loyla Misa Roynin Zaki. It wasn't possible not to kill and not to damage. There's very little bit of Heba. It must be a really wide pit. So there was no head on it. And then the second guy came and transformed it. And then the second guy came and transformed it into a pit. Now they can damage people, they can kill. So obviously, in that case, the first guy is not kind at all. He didn't do anything. And the second guy is kind because he did everything.
What's a pit that can't do any music?
It's for heaven, with heaven. It's very, very, very wide. And there's no head on it.
So it's only pointing to Rav.
Very good. So it says with David, it's only come to Rav. So you're actually going to say, you can go like Shmuel as well. How can you go like Shmuel?
If you fill it up
with if you had cushions. And wait, they wouldn't have it come up. Yeah, quite right. Pashto's going like Rav. Rashi tells us, you're also like Shmuel. Says Rashi. Tov Orebi. You see where it is? The first word in the line of Shema Sora, it's about 16 lines down. Tov Orebi. Tire Abonon, Kuntu Abonon, Kiehi the pottery, Koi Pates, Benizokin, just like your Abonon, exempt. Somebody takes 9 from Benizokin, pottery Nami Offer the Kamoi. So to be butters, here as well, the first guy, Pontian Amiyoka, the exempts here is here, the Kamoy, the first guy. So why is the second guy, the one guy, not the first guy, going to Rebbe? You're going, Shaloy Oyevoy Hevel, Lelemisa, Rebbe is off. Says Rashi, he'll go, Grisha in Potter, up in his office, you didn't do anything. Says Rashi, I live in the Ram. This is how you love it, says, you're going to Ram, the Omar, Hanboy, Lelemisa, Rebbe is off. And even the Rebbe, it's a revolution. We come to Rebbe, we have to say, Shalom, your boy, heaven. There's no heaven after that. It's okay. Come to Rebbe, we have to say the first guy didn't do anything. Because we come to Rebbe, if the first guy did Nizokin, he would still be liable for Nizokin. So we must say that the first guy didn't do anything. So it wasn't heaven even for Nizokin. Either Hoya by heaven and Nizokin, if there would have been heaven for Nizokin, Amarishan should have been Nizokin. Vision would be a partner regarding his own. When the Shmuel Doma, Avala Chavoto, I couldn't just want to say the Chayim for Chavoto. So how's it going to be a case where how's it going to be that only the first, second guy's Chayim? Couldn't just want to say the Chayim for Chavoto. Surely this Chavoto in a pit of heaven, why it is? Answer is, the Shmuel Doma, Avala Chavoto, Chayim for Toyo, even though Chavoto Toyo is for Chayim, So this case is talking about the body's smugois, it's filled up with sponges, picked up the uksov from the floor of the pits, the ink and kabat, the zoni, It's very good. So that's what we've had. We've had the machlekes Rebbe and Avonim after Medrash. Machlekes Rebbe and Avonim. What's Rebbe hold? What's Avonim hold? Jacob. What's Rebbe hold?
Rebbe holds in your love from Ezekiel.
Who is you?
The first mitzvah is the love. The mitzvah is the pit when you get. The first person can be love and the second person can be also love.
Right. The Gunter Rebbe. Gunter Rebbe, if one guy drinks 9, another guy drinks 2, 6, 10, yeah, the first guy is still alive before he did. Put your bottom, your bottom. What's the difference from 10 to 20?
You haven't changed the status of the pit.
No.
And you can't share.
So what's the then? I'm talking to it. I want to.
The den is lined up both parts up.
Right, come to who? Come to Rebbe and Rabbi. That's what Yaakov said. Anyone want to add to what Yaakov said? He's right. Anyone want to add? From 10 to 20. Yaakov is saying that even though Rabbi would say alive, it will be because the first guy did 10. Want to know if anyone wants to add to what we are
just now? Well, the first is talking anthems.
Come on, based on your mind.
Okay.
Come on. Right. I know what you want to say. I want to add to add, maybe dissenting opinion to what Yaakov. Or Yaakov says that you're right to come to one opinion in the mind. But perhaps there's another opinion which says otherwise. Mm-hmm. About Ikadomi that we just read. Ikadomi, what's Ikadomi? This Ikadomi was saying, Hava Ha Rebbe. And these two brachos are going like Rebbe. I say Rebbe, what about Rabbana? So Rashi said, the Inu Rabbana, look at Rashi again, Hava Rebbe, the Inu Rabbana, you see where it is about. 15 lines down, so did the army holds that the Rabbanon hold. The first guy did 10. And the second guy extended it, the second guy is higher and not the first. Here we are, the Igadami is better.
It's actually counterintuitive because you think that if you already have an existing pillar pit, you need more pillar.
You
know,
you have more poison. So, really, what did the second guy do?
Yeah, good discussion on it.
But
that's what he always asks.
Right. But you could say that the second person created bowels over. He saw something. Mice, nobody died in the first 10 fucking beds.
Someone you can't say, it's what you do say. So again, 10 to 20, what's the thing? Machlokes. Do you know who?
Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Gemara itself.
Go to the first Lashon of the Gemara. The same Lashon of the Gemara, only the second. Because the Rabbi. The second guy is high. Very good so far. What about 8 to 9? 8 walk in and transformed it into 9 type of quits. Yaakov likes to dig himself in the pit again. So both live and Yaakov, both live and Zaki according to all. Why did he say that? Because they send them on the diet, right? So both live and Zaki according to all. Because they're just like, why not? All right. They haven't changed the status of the pit. The pit was 8, and now it's 9.
Why do we want to still say only one person is liable? It's fine.
In that case,
8 to 9, what are we going to still say?
Nothing's changed. Surely that's like 10 to 20.
Yes, by the pit.
It's like 10 to 20. Oh, straight up, yeah. The Chaya, let's say that on the Tudor Shekhmet. going to the first lashon of the Gemara, if you didn't change the state a little bit, you don't become the new balaboy. That original is still there. So Meida, 8 to 9 both of Bichai, 10 to 20 both of Bichai. The only machleket is 9 to 10. Mashenke, the Kutzei Kedoshim said from 10 to 20. Only the Achron's Chayv went to Rabbanon, and the Achron's Chayv, even nothing changed, right? But doesn't matter. The next guy took over. He took over. The Chayv, why then 8 to 9 would be the same?
Yeah, yeah, but there's more chance of. There's also more chance of even ever.
Right, sure. So could take the dog me, the Chayv, the Achron would be Chayv. It said beforehand. After who is finished, needs to show his father. Isha has said that's going to pay up the login. Kemoise Yud Bezesim, says Taisus. If we're going to say by Yud, then it's in the Abomasi Apostle. And that's how we're going to test this also. Okay?
Can you say from 8 to 9, though? Not doing Misa. So you have the Mara that says the reason why we're bottom holds that only one person be liable holds down. It's only doing the case. That he was a love.
Yeah,
here you don't have mace.
But the same point you're saying from 10 to 20, how can you tell me I'm the Achron Chayv because of Amisi Eloi? Also, the first guy did Misa. So Amisi Eloi just is a giddy to ask which guy gets because they think it's army.
Okay.
And 9 to 10, we have a giddy from Amisi Eloi, who's going to be the second guy. So it's a giddy that told the second guy who's the one who's guy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like 10 to 20, also the second guy, and I'm also the second guy.
Yeah, but you're just
saying the first option.
Mm-hmm.
When you're just hanging the first option. First option holds when applicable by me, see a law, that's when I want to die. But if 8 to 9 not, and 10 to 20 not. But in Ikedon, we must learn different. We must learn that, no. We see from a classic pit, which was 9 to 10, the positive of me, CLOI, meaning the second guy, that's a giloi that teaches us that always you go from the second guy. Okay, so a guy with quite radical opinions here, right? So next time you have a interior, one guy dug 8 and the other one came along with this, dug a little bit more, took out a little clump of earth from it. And the animal dies. Or would you have a
heart? Everybody, that's not supposed to die.
Very good, very good. Excellent. That animal died. It wasn't meant to die, so everyone's born. Fine. All right. He was a lawyer, that's the problem. In the heaven. You see where you are? Mishi, you see where we are? We have 12 back. Oh my God, in the Eben of Yavori. Some new digs, he replaces an Eben on the opening of the pit. The pit was 9 Tvachim and now it is 10 Tvachim, Shimon HaSor. And he opened it, filled up to 10. Gone on Achon and Machlik is Rebbe Rabbah. That's the same Machlik is Rebbe Rabbah we've had till now. We don't know about the pit which was 9 and something excavated another temple. Yeah, we have a pit at 9 and something built up another temple.
It had to be all the way around it.
Yeah, sure. Made it around a certain way. What way you say that?
Because otherwise, you don't have.
You said they have had all of 10. It's still open on one
still
side.
Still open, right. You have to have a cavity that's 10.
They have all
Yeah.
And only
if
the animal fell from the 10th side, not from the 9th side.
So, Pshita, isn't that obvious statement? Surely there's no difference between somebody excavating an extra tefra or somebody building up an extra tefra. So, why are you telling me it's my quick Israeli Abonon? So, the Gemara Ma'ad and Tevra Matal, they have the Matal. Maybe excavate below who the Havla Day forgotten it. That's where we say it's fine because his Hello. Is what killed. If somebody excavates, where's the hevel going to be? But look, if you have a pit of 10, where's the hevel that kills? In the depth, right? So if you excavate, so you make that depth. But of a model, if you make it higher, so what you did up there didn't make any hevel up there. It might have made the hevel a little deeper than that. Maybe that's not considered his hevel. Maybe that's considered the original guy's hevel. The man on the right hand of the day, the Kofar, is not his Hevel that killed Emer or Ipe. He's not Chayim, because it wasn't his Hevel that did it. Yes, sure. What's the second mashal? Oh, no. Is it?
Yeah. If Hevel, the killer Hevel requires 10, then whoever is still making the cavity, this opening, and this area into 10, it doesn't matter from the top or bottom, unless you say that Hevel, it only comes about from the actual digging and release. By digging, you're releasing Hevel from the ground of some.
Yes, the model is still there. If you made the area, if you made the area where the Hevel is, that can be considered your Hevel. If you didn't make that area, the area was always there. And just as good that the Hevel could come in there, maybe that's not even considered your Hevel. Right? Remember, small rat holes, the fact that you made the ground flat, it's not even for you to get higher. So if it's your Hevel, I don't your Hevel, it's your area that's holding the Hevel. That means that's considered your Hevel. So for me then, if I made the area above it, so I caused Hevel to be down below, but it's not my Hevel then, maybe. To Mashalam, whatever you're saying. Mashalam, no. But you causing the Hevel to be there is what you are saying. See Rashi and Rashi on that? Bono, my colleague, is Shemri Abono. It's slightly about halfway down the page. Rabbono after the Chai, because Rabbono, the last guy is Chai. Benin Zonk, he made a Misa. Both, we got Zonk and Misa, the Akron is Chai. The Rebbe, Akron and Misa, after Shemri Zonk. We got the Misa, both the last guy is Chai, we got the Zonk and the both Chai. She did. Says the Rashi, she's a Mari Oisim Ramata, Mari Oisim Ramata. What's the difference where he added? She's in a mountain team of being there every bit of Abonon. Maybe even Rebbe would agree that Akrin Poto, that the last guy is Poto, that I'm Hevel the day God, and it wasn't his Hevel. Mashalona is considered your Hevel. This Gemara is a thing with Shmuel. He placed an Hevel up here above, and he made the tent for him. That's a chiddush in Rebbe and Rabbanu. Why did you mention it's not your Hevel? We can put that there. Is that for Tim and Shmuel? Just come on.
Was it?
Yeah. We had the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Why a Chai? It's Rav and Shmuel. Hevel and Shmuel says also because of Chavotah. So this whole discussion here is a discussion in Chavotah and Hevel.
Well, the discussion is in Hevel.
In Hevel. But according to Shmuel, it's possible if you make an extra height and you pull it down, of course you're going to be Chai. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, is this a rider with Basnarav?
Yeah.
You would say, yeah, right, Basnarav. We could say it fits in with Shmuel as well, why?
The thing is with Shmuel, though, the person who put the oven around the top didn't do anything, have anything to do with the bottom.
And very good arm. Right, it's possible to fit in with Shmuel's. This discussion. I talk about a pit that's full of cushions, wool, whatever it is. So there's no Chavot, but there is Hevel. And Hevel came because somebody built dug around at the top. Would you be a Chai? Right? Sure, I said a very interesting honor. Right, that Shmuel says, if you dig out a pit, it's not considered Kakari. Why is it not called? Cool? Why is it not considered dug around? If you dig out a pit, although the base of the ground, the pit was always. He just removed the oven down. They're not called Karkari. Comes a Shmuel. Why is it not called Karkari? Shutai, you could learn, and that's where Shua is coming from, that because you made that ground there. Are you taking off the top? You made that ground there.
You revealed it.
You revealed it, and it's considered your land. If that's true, says Shua, somebody else makes a wall around the top. So you didn't do anything with that ground. So you shouldn't be higher because of that ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Shmuel said. But Machoy, that's not the Pshat. Shmuel holds as much as your pit, then the character of the pit is also your pit. Right? So if it's your considered your pit, then everything of that pit is yours. So maybe if I make a wall at the top, my pit. Right? Well, what would be, coming to Shmuel, it's true. It's coming to Shmuel, somebody digs on the ground. digs on the ground, makes the wall all the way around the ground, right? Makes a cistern above level ground, so you never touch the ground. Didn't excavate at all. Then an animal falls in. Would you say Karka Uno? Shulta Yishro would say, no, it's your chayek. It's your pig. So it's your pig. It's your land.
No,
it's not my pig. No pig.
Okay.
Here, it's my pit. I made an area of land. It's not the wall. So it's a base on the wall.
Right.
Sure. Right. Okay. Allah.
Set with the stone.
No.
Would you say if the pit was not, and somebody else came up with the stone there, around 10, then the original person would have not be able to talk
to anything. Come to Ravana. Come to Ravana, the original pit would be part, the original guy would be part of the
Yeah.
The contrary, there's been a garden in Zak in the first period. Boy Yoba, we are now slightly further down. Tomorrow, first word of the line is Boy Yoba. Boy Yoba, Yoba had a shiner. Tom Tepak, the Silkoi, the Silikalon. Now, suddenly he saw a bit of tent for him, and he was a good Samaritan, and he filled it up, made it into a nine offering pit. And then he said, no, I'm not going to do that, and took back his Tepak. He transformed it back into a 10 Tvachim pit. Is he liable? The one that stole him. Why would you say yeah? Why would you say no? There was a pit of 10 and somebody filled that up with another Tevah and made it into 9. And then took away that Tevah. You all had a sovereign. The one that stole him.
One view is by missing out of his tool, he has become the owner of the pit and replaced the original.
Oh, yeah? So if you wouldn't have taken away his Tevah.
Well, that's one view.
No, 1 second. Let's take that view as you're saying. Yeah. That somebody messes around with a bit. So there was a pit of 10 and somebody filled that up with a Tevah. And then you left it like that. So would you chay it?
She filled it in. She
put it in. He added a Tevah to us. And now we're from the
he's
definitely
a good Jew. He's a good Jew. He's saving the world.
According to his spirit.
Yeah, that's totally wrong. Okay. If you have him, so I don't have my coffee this morning. That's totally wrong. Then somebody makes something better, he can't be tired. No way. So it wasn't 10, it came out of zipper. So what's it still in here? It was 10, he made it tonight, and now he's taken away that tip off again. And made it now back into 10. What would you say? There was a pit of 10 for him, he filled it up with earth, made it into 9 Tevah, and then he took away the earth that he built. When the pit was made by Reuven, Shimon came along and filled it up with earth, and then Shimon took away the earth again. What would you say? Is Reuven Chayim or is Shimon Chayim? Shimon. Why would you say Shimon's Chayim?
He had the last action that made it to killing fit.
What happened to Reuven? He also made a killing pit.
Yeah, but Shimon stole it.
Very good. So Moshe is saying one side of the Gemara. Then Shimon, when he put that pit, he felt like, right, he was a good Jew, but then he was a good Jew. And now this pit was now transformed into 9. It's not a pit of 10. Now, who's transforming into a pit of 10? That's Shimon. Reuven's off the hill. Or, it's got harder one.
He brought back to the status quo.
He just put it back to how it was. I was trying to help, and that changed my mind. I don't want to help, but put it back to how it was. That's the shade of Rava, and we don't have an answer. But Rava, Tom Teva, Pesirik Abanov, if he stuffed up with a Teva, and then he removed the stone's
tongue is
to fill up. But you told me on the Shabbos, Tom, from the Russian phone, the Mishnah filled up the of Yitzhak, and indeed Rashi brings that here as well. So Tom means the fill up. It says Sotmun.
Which sound?
Right. The Talmud says Tamnu. Tamnu is Sotmun. Right. So Tom Tefak says the Gemara. Tom Tefak. Start up with the Tefak. Say, come on. Now, me, I'm going to do is say, my dog in chocolate. Why did it took away? Or perhaps the Stalker or Maiser Ishoy. We say that the first guy's Maiser has finished, gone away because it turned into a 9. The Kohen could have been Rishus, and it's now entirely in his Rishus. Right. Take it. Now, perhaps Yaakov has to ask apologize. I'm just saying, I'm bad. So I should say, I'm your sin. Well, okay, as you're asking, Tom Tebach, Acharifah, Boy, Tess, Va'acher, Ishim, and Asa. And something else came. One second, I was just. Tom Tebach, am I going to wrong Rashi? Tom Tebach. Well, I'm not sure I understand the judge. Tom Tebach, take a body test. The Akhir Shlim Yassar, because the Akhir is Sosan, a mini offer, is the Tebach Shoyzi. Something's wrong, it must be my hand shuffle in the morning. First time. I'm going to remember this from last time. Tom Tebach, take a lot of mouth. See what Rashi seems to be saying here? A favorite boy test, some one guy died during 9 for me, and somebody else did 10, and then that person did 10 filled it up. For many of them, Rashi was a different shadow, it's not the shadow we're going to have tomorrow, it's going to be Houston.
I think I'll tell So the first guy only dug 9, and then the second guy comes and digs 10, and then he now fills it up.
And then it fills up again.
So it's back to a 9.
Right. So do we say, well, it's back to 9? Or do we say, no, the guy that made it to 10,
he took ownership of it.
Right.
He took ownership of it. So even if he fills it up to 9, so he changed his own pick from being a killer pick to a damaging pick,
right.
So he hired the damages.
Right. The Tom Tebach, let's see Rashi, I don't know Rashi might have had a different shot. The Tom Tebach, paper body test, the Acher, somebody else came, Shimon, I saw it. Because the Acher in the end, the last guy came, the one immediate to 10, saw some, he filled up again. Immediately, also, basically, Tebach shows it, he filled up with the earth. At the end, he filled up with the earth. Tan means Sosan. So do we say my daughter shocked? We should have it up. And do we say what he did, he took it away, and therefore the first guy would be a guy with the donkey? Or we say, no, come on, we should say about the Ashton Boy Tishop. It's now Boy Tishop, the Ashton of the last guy, because he made it to 10, and I made it back 9. Machai, me on the donkey, and it's very for his donkey. So again, it's interesting. I remember when we left the last time, we saw the Sini Kavanov doesn't sound like Rashi. Sini Kavanov sounds like it's the opposite case that I filled up and then I undid it.
Okay, 1 second, let me just.
Oh, I think maybe I misread it. That's and it's all. We're talking about a guy that had a bit of 9. I should say, a guy had a bit of 9 and suddenly he transformed it into 10. Mm-hmm. How did he transform it into 10? Either excavating or making it all above the top.
Uh-huh.
Right? So now he undid that. How did he undo that? By filling out or removing his spirit. Right? That's the chant. Tom Tefach, we're talking about this guy, after he made it to 10, he was Tom Tefach. He stuffed up. Or after making it to 10, because he made it to the wall, City Gavon, he took away his spirit. Now, what's the deal? Do we say, my dog is chocolate? Well, he made it to 10, but now he's on diet. Or Dilma, the minute you make it to 10, you're starting my situation. You're now right? A common economy, we should say now it's his table. And that's it. So don't watch the shadow.
Stuff
with
the
Rashi
again.
Yes. Right. So, Tom Tefach. That's what I'm going to tell you. Something in the pit of mine. Achir and someone else, Mr. B, his screamer I saw, made it into a tent of open pit. Because Achir, and then.
Who's the Achir?
Mr. B. Because Achir, now Mr. B comes back. The sosa and fills up that tefach that he excavated. The mine offer and he filled up with earth, and basically tefach shows you that tefach he added. It motions for the sosa, right? Or he removed the stone from the top, or he did it. And this shayla, is this going to Rebbe or Abba? What's the shot? One of them is the first, is the second guy. Is the second guy Chayef? Or is the first guy? According to Rebbe, the first guy would always be Chayef. Right? Because he dug nine. And he's Chayef and he's off. And even if somebody else makes it to 10, the one who dug nine is still Chayef and he's off. Therefore, would the Rebbe, the first guy, is definitely still Chayef. Even after the second guy transformed into a pit and put it back again, but the first guy always stayed Chayef. So the main going to Rebbe is no shayla. So the shayla can be right from this Gemara that we pass him like, since it's a shayla in the Gemara, where the first guy is chayef, or the second guy is chayef, it must be that we pass him like Rabbanon. According to Rebbe, the first guy is always chayef. So have a minute back. So the guy digs nine and another guy digs 10. Before anyone fills it up, who's chayef and who's off in? Both of them. Now he fills it up. He undid what he did. So first guy still going to be chayef. And therefore, this shayla is going to be shayla come to Rabbanon. Okay, we're going to stop here. We're going to be parched. First of all, be thankful you're not fasting in England or somewhere like that. So they tend to 40 degrees without air conditioning.
Is that up?
Yes, today.
And the what time is it? Weather.
Besides, folks, I'm living there, so I feel it more. Well, I feel more of a cool.
Also, in England, it's also a longer day. They were just in fact, yeah.
Well, your parents, you should have a very good day. Stephen Davis.
Man, be well.